for choice in Georgia is okay for Missouri and Chicago, but in California, we don't want to give consumers choice. So you can't have it both ways. And so what this bill does is to just simply acknowledge what the telephone companies and their representatives and other telephone book publishers are doing. It's to say, in a clear and conspicuous way, put the phone number, put a website, and then we're done. Now, let me just show you this telephone book. There is no way that anybody looking at this cover knows what phone number, what website, as to how to opt out. It may be stuck in some page here, but here you don't. So if you don't care about a phone book, then how do you, in fact, opt out? And so that's what we're saying. Let's just put it in a clear and conspicuous place, and let's not hide it. And hopefully enough people will then opt out. It will save the environment even more. You won't waste all of these resources. You don't waste all of the energy that is used to produce that. And that's what this bill is about, just providing that particular choice. Now, let me speak to that particular amendment that your staff recommended. What we don't want to do in a very clear way is that we don't want AT&T to basically go out and sell the names of their customers to someone else, and those other individuals produce a phone book. And they may produce four or five other phone books based on selling of that particular name. And so a consumer will then have to then call, you know, every single phone book that the or publisher of these phone books to basically opt out. It is rather tedious, a lot of work for the consumer, and the reason why we have the bill, that we structure it the way we did, was that one phone call to AT&T or the service carrier should then take care of that particular problem. Now, I think upon reflection on the staff's recommendation, I do kind of get it. I kind of understand it. Maybe you want to opt out of your service carrier, but maybe you want to, you know, have your name or the phone book from another publisher. Maybe that may happen. So what I'm prepared to do is to, you know, work with your staff on that particular amendment and say that, you know, for some individuals, they wanted to be able to just simply notify their service carrier, we don't want any more phone book. I don't care who it is, what it is, who you sell it, we don't want it. But maybe for some other individuals, they want that. They want that option. And this is all about consumer choice, and we want to give that choice. And so if we can modify your staff's recommendation, we'd like to do that.
Okay. No, and I appreciate you recognizing that, because not all, as somebody said earlier, not all phone book providers are created equal. So how is the resident or the customer to know, well, if I call this phone number, it's going to take me off all the lists, but if I call this one, it's only going to be, you know, that particular book. So there's clearly both some education and some policy thinking that we have to do here. But we have any members? Senator Dutton is still here. Any questions or a motion?
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant to go down this path here, only because, you know, the phone books provide a really affordable way of advertising for small businesses and things like that. And I'm not so sure by eliminating producers of phone books and so forth that we're actually providing a very good service, because now you're eliminating competition, you're doing a bunch of other things. And I'm not so sure that, and right now I got to tell you, based on what I was charged for an information call from my carrier, I think I'm going to go start using the phone book more often to look up the number, because it is kind of costly. Now, when you start calling information, I'm not so sure you're doing the consumers any good on that. And if I think you can improve on, you got some suggestions for improvement to make sure that the opt-out provisions in there, you know, recyclable materials. You know, I just don't see that it's that big of a problem.
Well, Senator Dutton, I think you know this area a lot more. I mean, I think you all kind of claim that you are very sensitive to business forces and so on. This is all about business forces. This is all about making money. The more that I can say that I print and getting out these phone books, the more that I can charge the businesses, you know, for that particular printing, for the honor of putting my advertising in here. So to some extent,
that's the reason that you have competition, though. You want to encourage competition.
But to some extent, you know, what's going on is that these companies are deceiving businesses. Because, in fact, while they are printing all these phone books, it is suggested and it is hoped that you get that many individuals reading those phone books and reading those ads. In fact, that doesn't happen. I have told you that in all of my adult life, I have thrown all those phone books, yellow pages, white pages, into the garbage can. And so, you know, to suggest that I'm going to somehow benefit from looking at those particular ads and be charged, and then a business charge accordingly, is absolutely not true. And so, you know, if you get a better, if you get a better number of who really wants these phone books, hopefully maybe the advertising charge goes down a little. The businesses are not going to have to waste that much money. So that's why this bill is going to help business, because you're not going to overcharge for some advertising that's not going to reach anybody except for the garbage can.
What about chambers of commerce? They put out directories that are similar to phone books and things for, you know, to encourage people to go to chambers. Are they going to be next on the list that you want to eliminate too? That's what I'm getting around to. You keep wanting to cut out these opportunities for these small business people. You know, not everybody can afford these expensive alternatives. And I'm still trying to figure out what the problem is that you've got here that
you can't
solve.
The problem is, Senator Dutton, these things go in the garbage can.
Well,
you know, can you imagine,
can
you imagine, you know, a company that produces something and then at the end of the production, half of it goes into the garbage can? Would you support that kind of a business model?
Like the LA Times Sunday edition, I think about half of that goes.
Well, maybe you can go after them, but right now I just want to take care of that particular problem.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I might just clarify.
Other questions, comments from the committee?
Do we have a motion? Welcome back, Senator Lowenthal.
Glad to be back.
I think Senator Lowenthal moves the bill as amended.
As amended. Which of the amendments did he say he was taking two?
The second two. And agreed to continue to work with staff on the issue of the first, but not the specific amendment. Let's open the roll.
Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Corbett, Cox, Flores, Kehoe, Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Oropeza, Simidian, Strickland.
No.
Strickland, no. Wright.
Okay, that has two votes. We'll keep it on call for absent members to add on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. Thank you.
Given the time of day, it's about 1:15. There's another committee that needs this committee room in about 15 minutes. We are going to relocate after a very brief recess to room 113. Is that correct? 113?
Yes.
So room 113, we still have 4 bills left, including 3 by the chair. So I'll expect everybody to go down there. And we'll reconvene at 1:30 p.m. in room 113.
Reconvening?
Yes.